Welcome. This is RTP Baseball Podcast. I am Spidey, and I am here with Mr. Professor Consuelo.
Hola.
Here's what we are. We're the same as 99% of you out there. We are casual MLB baseball fans.
There's 99% of the people are baseball fans?
Well, you didn't let me finish.
Oh, okay.
If you quit cutting me off.
Sorry.
We are casual fans. We are not the experts, as you might watch on TV. We're just like the general public, and we just like to talk about baseball, get it from the casual fans' point of view, and we'd love to hear back from you on some of our points of view. You can go to our Twitter account. It's RTP Baseball. And we also have a website, Mr. Consuelo.
We do, yes. It is also RTP Baseball.
Yes.
.com.
So, many of you might be thinking, what does RTP Baseball?
Oh, would you like to tell them? Or would you like me to tell them?
I would like for Mr. Professor Consuelo to tell them.
That is riding the pine, because that is what we are experts in.
Yes, riding the pine. Especially Mr. Professor Consuelo.
Yes. It's many years. Many years.
But that's okay. So today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some subjects from last week. This has been the first podcast of RTP Baseball. We're going to play a little catch-up for podcast number one.
Yeah. We got a lot to talk
about. We do. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about a little bit of something you might be tired of hearing about by now, but I can't sleep well without telling my point of view, and that's about the Hall of Fame, Mr. Consuelo.
Yes. Recently, only had two get in.
Two good ones.
Well, that is, yeah.
I was surprised that Piazza got in.
I was a little bit, we'll just go ahead and bust right into it. The whole steroids thing
is just
kind of, I mean, you're going to let him in on suspicion and keep others
out
on suspicion?
Well, it's not as suspicious, is what they say, as the others.
So there's different levels of suspicion.
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently there are much different levels of suspicion.
I know we
suspicion.
All talk about the size of Barry Bonds' head.
Yes.
And how that increased over
what?
The years.
Piazza's numbers. What percentage of the vote did he get? I don't remember right off. It ain't even worth looking. Yeah. He's in, so he got over 75%.
Correct.
So, the problem with that is what were Bonds? Like 42%?
Yeah, low.
Clemens, they were right there together.
Yeah.
It's trending. They started at 36% in 13. Now they're up to 44%. So
odds are they're not going to make it to the 75 at this rate.
Ooh. You might not think so, right?
I don't think so. I think that will level off.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what was Mr. Reigns' percent this year?
I don't want to talk about that.
How close was he?
I don't want to talk.
He was close.
I don't want to talk about it.
69?
He's not ish.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think 69% somewhere.
We're talking about arguably the second greatest leadoff hitter of his era, and he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
He's not.
But what he did start out is, in 08, his first year on the ballot, he was only at 24%, which is much lower than my friend, Roger Clemens of Barry Bonds.
Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
We go way back.
Yeah.
36% in their first year in 13. When your good friend, Mr. Tim Raines, who you're so high on for some reason, starts out at a low 24% in 08.
I don't think anyone could argue that Tim Raines was the player that Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens was. The thing that you could argue is he did it without cheating, and they might not have.
That's not completely true.
There's no suspicion of him.
Of what?
Of Tim Raines.
Of what?
Using
steroids? No. But he did use cocaine, self-admittedly. Back
what?
Back in the 90s.
He's coming out with this stuff.
What?
You think that made him steal bases better?
I'm never taking cocaine. I don't know. Maybe it does.
Maybe. Well, then Ricky Henderson must have been lighting up on it all the time.
But in 85, in the cocaine scandal, Tim Raines was named. He wasn't suspended. There were several players that were suspended.
Well, then that right there proves his innocence.
No, it does not, because Tim Raines admitted for keeping a gram of cocaine in his back pocket during the games. And you know that's why he slid head first? Because he did not want to break his vial of cocaine.
Well,
that was admitted.
I don't blame him.
I don't either. I don't know if you slid in and you did break it, you know, what are you going to do?
Well,
you slide head first.
You slide head first, yeah. Is that why Pete Rose did it?
So, and he did admit to snorting cocaine during the games. So, in order, they gave this plea, you know, and that's why they didn't get these suspensions and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Admitted Tim Raines, who got 69% of the vote. I'm not saying Tim Raines don't need to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You're saying he is.
I think so.
I could go either way. Don't care. But here's my point.
Tim Raines is my boy.
I know that. You tell me all the time.
I do.
How much you like Tim Raines.
I like Tim Raines.
So.
I don't even remember him playing. Just to clarify.
Yeah. I remember seeing him, but he was like an old Tim Raines.
But you remember Ty Cobb too, so, you know.
Oh, here we come with the old jokes already. So, anyways, here's my whole point. The Hall of Fame, okay?
All right.
I understand, for those who are listening, the Hall of Fame is a private organization. Yes. I get that. It's not associated with Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. I get that. So, Roger Clemens,
mm-hmm.
Barry Bonds,
yeah,
are in with good standing with Major League Baseball because Barry Bonds is now a hitting coach in MLB.
That is true.
So, that's kind of the guideline that the Hall goes by, because obviously if it didn't, then Pete Rose would be in.
That is true.
Pete Rose is not in good standing with MLB, so therefore it kind of wipes him out of the Hall.
They actually made that rule, I believe, to keep Pete Rose out of the Hall of Fame.
You think, though, if they would just let Pete Rose in, he would shut up?
No. I don't think he's capable of it.
I think he's liking the attention.
I do too. I mean, he's making, you know, Skechers commercials where he's not, you know, he can't be in the Hall, not even at home, you know. That's a good commercial.
Yeah.
He's making all kinds of money. Pete Rose is not in bad shape.
He's profiting from this.
Yes.
Anyways, here's the point.
Okay.
Tim Raines, your boy.
Yep.
Who you want in.
I want him in.
Got 69% of the vote. Yep. 1 year left on the ballot. He's probably going to get in next year.
Yeah.
Start at 24%.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Piazza got in. He's under suspicion of PEDs. You got Tim Raines knocking on the door. Yep. Most likely is going to be in there next year.
We can only hope.
He has admitted to cocaine. And I'm not judging the guy. I've screwed up a million times.
Yeah.
I'm just simply saying, if Tim Raines gets in, who is not, he is not by far the best player ever to play Major League Baseball.
I agree.
You know, you want him in the Hall, so whatever.
I do.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you cannot keep Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens out of the Hall for it. You're guilty or you're not. And I understand, I see how the writers think because I've listened to a lot of their interviews post Hall of Fame inductions, all that.
Yeah.
I get where they're coming from, and I don't agree with all of them, but you know what? The Hall of Fame don't send me a ballot.
No.
So,
not yet, anyway.
I'm sure it's, I'm sure it's to come.
It's in the mail.
I'm sure it's to come.
And my take on that is I tend to agree, because there's no quote unquote proof that they did it. There's, you know, I know there's the whole Clemens thing with the needles and all.
Let's
that
just get
stuff.
This out in the open.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they probably did PEDs. Would you say that?
I would say so. I mean, like I said, look at the size of Barry Bonds' head.
Yes.
He got huge really quick.
Yes.
I would argue that Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he started using PEDs. He was probably the best baseball player in his time before he started using PEDs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was a Gold Glove outfielder. You know, he was stealing bases. He was hitting home runs, not at the clip that he hit later.
Yeah.
But and his walk numbers are astonishing.
They are.
I don't know if you've seen those or not, but they are crazy.
Is it a record? It could be a record.
I believe he is first.
I don't know that, but I'm thinking Barry Bonds does hold that record. That's something that we could look into. But what Barry Bonds does have, let's start with somebody who's in the Hall.
I'm not connected to your Wi-Fi anyway.
Oh, that's so, okay.
I'm informationless over here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you want to know the password?
I'm spitballing. No, go right ahead. Over the airwaves?
I would whisper.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they're going to pull
people
up.
Will be pulling.
They'll
in
be pulling up in front of the, yeah. So, your boy, Tim Raines.
Yes.
Mr. Tim Raines. Mm. Everybody knows Professor Consuelo.
Yes.
Loves him some Tim Raines.
Yeah, love
him. Wants him in the Hall.
Yeah. It's a travesty.
Okay. Who are we going to compare that guy to? Who pops in mind when you say Tim Raines? Who else we got in the air that's close that might be in the Hall?
I'm thinking you're wanting me to say Ricky Henderson.
I'm thinking you're right.
I'm thinking I have done this before.
Mr. Ricky Henderson,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. How many years of service, Ricky Henderson, have you asked? 25 years.
Yes.
Tim Raines, 23. Close. For 2 years.
I don't think you can hold a guy out for years. 20 plus years.
I'm building a case.
Okay.
I'm trying to help your boy Tim out.
Gotcha. What could argue that inflated Ricky Henderson's numbers?
I'm not arguing nothing because I don't care if he gets in. You do.
Go ahead.
Okay. Games. Ricky Henderson, 30-81. Tim Raines, 25-02. Okay. Yeah. But, you know, he's got a couple more years. No big deal.
Yeah.
Hits. Ricky Henderson, 30-55. Tim Raines, 26-05. Yeah, it's comparable.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a couple more years. Home runs, Ricky, 297. Tim Raines, 170. No big deal in my book. You can't penalize a good leadoff hitter for not hitting home runs.
I agree, because that's not their job.
That's not their job. And that brings
Billy Hamilton is listening.
Yes. And we love some Billy Hamilton.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we love the Reds.
Yeah.
Not in love with what the Reds are doing right now.
I don't think anybody is. Except maybe Dick.
Yeah. Couple head scratchers they've done over the offseason.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
Okay.
And I also want to touch on the closer's role in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So hits are comparable. Home runs. Yep. Yeah. No big deal. Mm-hmm. RBIs. Ricky Henderson, we got 11-15. Tim Raines, we got 980.
That's not an issue. Yeah.
Stolen bases. Let's talk about stolen bases.
You're talking about. Okay. Go ahead.
You're getting defensive, and I haven't even said nothing.
Go ahead. I know you're just going
to look quite dapper
tonight.
You're just going
to lock me. Well, thank you.
You know what?
You know.
Quite dapper.
I am actually a professor. So.
It's a very nice looking tie you're wearing there. Yes. It's pink.
It is pink.
But
it works.
Hey. You know?
It's called compliments. I get them all the time.
So stolen bases, Ricky Henderson, we got 14-06.
Mm.
That's a lot.
That's a big number.
You think he's got all those in his house? Knowing Ricky, I would think he's probably got them hanging on the wall.
Maybe. He might have them lined up in his backyard.
Yeah.
In order.
Ricky likes some Ricky.
Ricky loves Ricky. Ricky likes Ricky better than I like Tim Raines.
No, let's not get carried away. All right, Ricky's got 14-06. Tim Raines, we got stolen bases, 808.
That's a respectable number.
I'm not saying it's not a respectable
okay.
number.
Okay.
It's 600 less.
It is.
But it's a good number.
Okay, let's move on. Okay. Let's get away from that
one. All right. Okay, you're going to love this one.
Okay.
You're going to love it because your boy Tim's got the upper hand.
That's right.
Batting average.
Hey, what does a leadoff hitter do?
Tricky Ricky's got 279.
Mm.
Ooh. Tim Raines, 294.
Boom, baby.
Boom.
That's a pretty big jump on the batting average range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 15 points.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if Tim played two more years, his would drop 15 points.
I doubt it.
You would. All right, you want to talk a little bit of sabermetrics?
Sure.
One quick topic.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the war.
Okay.
Most average fans know what we're talking. You know, wins above replacement. That's what the war rating is.
Yeah.
Okay. The war for Ricky Henderson, 110.
That's a
good number.
It's a pretty solid number.
It's 19th all time.
Okay.
19th.
19th.
All time.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Your boy,
69. Where's that rank all time?
Funny you ask. I know. 106.
If you're
106,
that means he's one of the top 106. But he's the 106th best baseball player ever to play.
Okay, you know it's fun. Yeah, whatever.
That may be an exaggeration.
You know, they both got a couple MVPs. Tim's is not really. It's an all-star MVP.
Yeah,
but it's an MVP.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not taking nothing away from the guy. He's a great baseball player. So, Silver Sluggers,
yeah.
Tricky Ricky, he's got 3.
Mm.
Your boy, 1.
Well, so, you know, hey.
Here's what I like about Tim Raines.
Tell me.
I'm good. This guy was an all-star stud from 1981 to 87.
That's right,
7 years in a row, he didn't miss an all-star game.
Mm.
That's solid.
Preach it to me.
7 years. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that might have been when he played for the Expos.
Yes, I'm a huge Expos fan.
I can tell.
Yes.
I mean, the one thing you talk about just as much as Tim Raines, and that's the Montreal Expos.
That's right, eh?
Whoa. How many jerseys do you have in the Montreal Expos?
As many as Ricky Henderson's got stolen bases, probably.
Whew. I know it's a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, Tim Raines, good baseball player, great baseball player.
Yeah.
But is the Hall of Fame for great baseball players or the absolute greatest baseball players?
Well, I think that they've let great baseball players in.
They have. Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm. So if you're talking just the greatest, then you're talking a handful, maybe 10 to 20 players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot more than that in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there is. You know? So, you know, I'm with you. The only point I have about Tim Raines getting in the Hall of Fame is you can't let one guy who's admitted using cocaine. Now, and that's not even to mention all the guys that's in the Hall of Fame that used amphetamines.
Yeah.
You know, that was the thing of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
yeah.
What are they calling greenies? Is that what they called them back then?
Yeah. So they were floating around everywhere. Like crazy in the clubhouses, they said.
Yeah. So I'm not saying steroid use is right.
No.
What I am saying, they've never been convicted of using them, even though maybe everybody thinks they have. In the country we live in, I always thought it was innocent till guilty.
Yeah.
That's the only problem I have.
Yeah.
So, you know, you talk about these two guys, Ricky, Tim Raines. Tim's getting in next year. I know you're going to Cooperstown. Oh, you're going to be there for that. I get it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk about one other guy who's not in. Let's talk about Bonds.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So what? He used steroids. They didn't convict him of it. Everybody might know it. But the game... the Hall of Fame is subject to the game and the era that you're talking about, I believe.
Yes.
How, 100 years from now, if somebody, and I get to, there's plaques in the Hall of Fame who people are, that are not in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. You know, Pete Rose has plaques and stuff, not the plaque, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he has memorabilia.
Yeah.
So you're going to know who Pete Rose is.
Yeah.
But 100 years from now, somebody goes to the Hall of Fame, as if we went and looked at players 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
we would most likely not know a lot of them. Some mm-hmm. of them.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
So.
The best of the best.
How would you not put Barry Bonds in there? If you walked into the hall and said, man, why does this guy got like a home run king and he's not in the Hall of Fame?
If you look strictly at numbers, there's no way you can keep him out.
You want to talk about him for 1 second?
Go right ahead.
He had 22 years of service, 2986 games, right?
That's a lot of games.
Well, what's funny is your boy Tim Raines had 23 years, played 2502 games.
Well, you know.
So Barry Bonds is on to something with the PEDs. This guy is playing baseball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He has no knees left right now.
Yeah. You know. Got 2935 hits. It's a respectable number. What's the benchmark they use? Is it like 2,000 hits and you're a pretty respectable hitter?
Yeah,
somewhere in there. 762 home runs.
That's a big number.
That's a big number and everybody knows it.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball was good when you had Barry Bonds hitting home runs.
Yeah.
Baseball was good when you had Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa hitting home runs.
The summer of 98 when Bonds and Sosa did their home run off, for lack of a better term.
I don't remember the year.
I believe it was. Back in my elementary school days.
1,996 RBIs for Mr. Bonds.
That's a lot.
514 stolen bases.
That's pretty good.
You look at a guy who's got 514 stolen bases and 762 home runs.
That's
boom.
Yeah.
Batting average, .298 over 22 years.
Solid.
That is solid. Boom. Sabermetrics, 1 second. You know what his WAR is? 162.
That's impressive.
Fourth all time.
Fourth all time.
Fourth.
Do you know who the top three are?
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
How many gold gloves?
No idea.
8.
Hmm.
7 MVPs.
That's pretty good.
14 All-Star games. 12 Silver Sluggers. Barry Bonds.
You can't compete with his numbers.
You can't.
No.
I don't. Steroids, I get it. But you don't rack up those numbers just because steroids.
Do you think it has something to do with the riders wanting some sort of control?
I don't know. I read something the other day. I think it was on Twitter. And because some guys were, you know, upset about the results, and they said, you know, they shouldn't let the riders vote on this because they have a grudge against athletes because the riders are the ones that spend all the times in the lockers at high school because they got stuffed in by the athletes.
Well, you know.
So you can't argue that.
No. And a lot of these riders cite personal sources that say, I know Barry Bonds used PEDs because this unnamed source told me this.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're to the point now, though, if you don't produce that unknown source and you don't say, this guy said it, and we know as the public that that guy would know what he's talking about, I don't think you can really vote that way. I mean, I don't think that's a fair vote because information that everybody doesn't have access to.
Uh-huh.
And
yep.
I mean, Clemens is, in my mind, is closer to not being allowed in because, the, you know, he went through that whole trial. It looked like evidence supported that he used steroids.
It did.
And, you know, of course, you know, his numbers are off the chart, too.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Here's a fun fact on Roger Clemens. He is eighth all-time on the WAR rating with 140. Something I'm interested to see. Something I'm interested to see coming up here in the next probably 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah.
A-Rod coming in, right?
Yeah.
He's a stud.
He admitted.
He did.
Does that change their mind?
I don't know. It might make their mind up for them to just say no. I mean,
it could, or they could look at it and say, this guy's honest. He played this many years, you know, using steroids. He played this many years not using steroids.
Yeah.
You know.
It could happen.
Yeah.
So
what? Here's my interesting one. Andy Pettit. You know, his postseason numbers are really good.
Well, anybody who played for the Yankees has good postseason numbers. Okay. Oh, you're going to bring up Mariano?
I'm not going to bring. No,
is that what we're going
to
do?
We'll get to that.
The guy has a whole season in the postseason.
He does.
It rhymed.
It does. Dude, poet didn't know it.
I did. But he's a first balloter. I mean, if he's not,
are we moving on to this now?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So, anyways, career wars. You know, we got Babe Ruth at 183. Just to put it in perspective, he's the top number one guy in history of baseball. If you want to go by sabermetrics at all, for WAR, wins above replacement, Mr. Babe Ruth, 183.
Yeah.
And just to recap, we got Bonds at 162 sitting in fourth, Clemens at eighth at 140, and A-Rod coming up here in a few years for the Hall, whenever he hangs up the cleats, 118 falls at 16th.
That's pretty good.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's three big names. Mm-hmm. Some people listen are probably going to be like, well, they're in that top 20 because of PED use. It's possible. I don't know.
I think you can make that case for A-Rod,
mm-hmm,
and maybe even Clemens, mm-hmm, but I believe Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he started using PEDs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, the gold gloves, the stolen bases, he did those before PEDs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty impressive number when you take that into account because, I mean, his last 3 or 4 years in the league, he could barely move.
Yes.
You know? He couldn't play left field. He certainly wasn't winning gold gloves in San Francisco out there. You know?
Yep.
And he single-handedly carried that team to the World Series that year. He was, you know, he was working with what he had with Dusty Baker as the manager.
Well, I've had to eat a little crow on Dusty Baker. I will say that. I don't think the Reds would have went to the playoffs last year with Dusty Baker, but I think we'd have got a couple more W's, and that is me eating crow because I was ready for Dusty to leave
town.
Well,
there's one thing for certain. Even if they hadn't made the playoffs, they wouldn't have made it past the first round.
Never do.
Nope.
How long has it been since a Cincinnati team has made it into the playoffs? Regardless, we're talking about Reds or Bengals because...
Oh, well, the Bengals were in the playoffs this year. They just lost.
They didn't make it the first round.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about past the first round.
You know, they've got their own version of Dusty Baker.
Oh, gosh. That was painful to watch, that football game.
I didn't think it was too bad.
Really self-destructive. Talk about PEDs.
Somebody needs them.
That's right. So, let's touch on one more thing before we get out of the Hall of Fame discussion because we're going to hang this one up in the closet till next year.
Yep.
If anybody's got any comments or something, just tweet them out to us.
Unless you want to talk about Tim Raines, we'll talk about that all day long.
About 360, maybe 355 days before we talk about Tim Raines again. just so everybody out there knows.
Mm.
Yes.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, we're going to hang him up. Another interesting topic come up with the Hall of Fame vote is the closures. Do closures get in? Do relief pitchers get in the Hall? I see both sides of the argument. But what's your opinion, Mr. Consuelo?
I think they should.
I have to agree.
I mean, you can't penalize a guy for dominating his particular trade when that's what he's asked to do.
Yes.
Do I think that Mariano Rivera, for instance... wouldn't, you know, come in and pitch from the seventh to the ninth inning like they used to back in the 60s, 70s,
uh-huh,
whatever. I think he could. I think he would have had just as good of numbers because I think that cutter is just as unhittable in the seventh inning as it is the ninth inning.
Yes, yes. It's, you know, I agree with you. I think the closers, you can't, because the teams even more so today, because there's teams that are picking up, especially the Pirates and the Yankees, just the two that come to mind real quick, have got essentially two closers on their staff this year.
The Yankees have three now.
So that shows you how important that baseball today is relying on the closer. So how can you say, hey, we're going to hire you and pay you millions of dollars to do this job, and you go out and you dominate it, and the coach says, man, you've done great. We need you on the team. It's such an important role, but it's just not important enough to get recognized in the Hall of Fame for.
I agree. And Mario Rivera, and I can't say his name. I have no idea why.
I know. You said that three or four different ways.
I'm struggling.
That's okay. You look quite dapper, so that
well,
helps.
It makes up for it. Mariano Rivera.
That was a good one. Yeah. Do it again.
Mariano Rivera. he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't think anybody's going to argue that.
No.
Okay. What makes Trevor Hoffman not a first ballot Hall of Famer? I mean,
the writers.
His numbers were good. His numbers were great.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't have the postseason success that Rivera had, but yeah, he wasn't playing on, you know, Rivera played on some of the greatest teams mm-hmm. that I certainly remember.
Yeah.
Maybe not you, but... Sorry.
and Hoffman gets in next year. He's close, I think, this year.
Maybe a couple years. There's talk that he won't get in until after Rivera.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't agree with it.
I don't either. If he's a Hall of Famer, he's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing I don't agree with. You shouldn't be compared to the rest of your class, the voting class.
Uh-huh.
If you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer.
I don't like that. I don't like how a guy can be on a ballot for 15 years. Because if you're not good enough in year one to get in the Hall, what makes you good enough year 15?
Yeah.
I understand that the writers are limited to 10 votes. So if you're not familiar with the process, you know, you got to be out of baseball for 5 years, then you get put on the ballot. 400, is it 400 some writers? Is that about right?
They cut it down this year. I'm not sure what the
number
is.
I'm not sure the number. 300 to 400.
They cut it by almost 100, I believe.
Somewhere in that area. Is the writers, they have to be within good standing with the Baseball Writing Association or something mm-hmm. for the last 10 years. So, I mean, they're pretty, you know, they have no controversy, I guess you could say. They're in good standing with everybody. So they send the ballots out. These writers vote. They are limited to no more than 10 votes. So if there's 12 guys that need to get in the Hall this year, they're limited to 10. So what some of them will do is they'll use that as their scapegoat. Well, this guy couldn't get in. I couldn't vote for him. He was out of my top 10. And I get it. Those guys roll over, give the opportunity to vote next year. But, I mean, just like your boy Tim Raines is his first year on a ballot in 08, he's getting 24% of the votes.
He's a lot better than that.
And now in 16, he's getting 69%. What? He hasn't played baseball in those years. So how has he gotten more percentage of the vote?
It makes no sense.
It doesn't to me either.
No. I mean, like you said, if you've got 12 guys that are worthy of the Hall of Fame, why can't you have a 12-person class in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
If you've got two guys that are worthy of the Hall of Fame,
then
two's all it gets in.
Yes.
There should, you know.
And if it's that big a controversy, why don't we just rate the guys? I think there were 30-whatever names on the ballot this year,
yeah.
And some of them I laughed when I read who was actually on the ballot. I mean, they're better than I am.
Well.
I mean, by a little, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So, why not just rank them? Hey, here's King Griffey Jr. No, he's my number one guy. And rank them all the way down. That way, as a writer, you can't complain, because I heard several of them complaining that I didn't have enough votes. So they're ranked. They got to essentially vote for every guy on there. And then maybe the Hall could gather those numbers and say, you know what, only the top 10 get in, but they still got to have 75% of the vote.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, here's another thing that blows my mind. Who didn't vote for King Griffey Jr.?
Three people.
That's what I'm saying. How can you not vote? I mean.
Well, and that goes back to their scapegoat that I was telling you about. It's,
I know,
hey,
yeah.
we know Griffey's getting in. We're not going to vote for him. We're going to save that vote
for. This other guy's going to need my vote.
Yeah. Tim Raines needs my vote, guys.
Well, I wish Warren would have done that.
Yeah. Well, you fell up a little short.
Yeah.
6%.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to get it, though, next year. So, like I said, we hung him up. He's in the closet till, you know, 360 days from now.
Nobody puts Tim in a closet.
When this comes back up. Oh, I like Tim. He's my boy. Obviously not as tight as you.
No.
Mr. Raines are.
Yeah, we're close.
Great baseball player. My problem, summing up the Hall of Fame thing, is not with the baseball players. It's kind of, why are we letting some of these guys in when we're not letting other guys in for the same reason with way better numbers?
I agree.
It's the only
level
thing.
Of suspicion should not come into play.
It should not. Reminds me of, do you have Netflix?
I have Netflix.
Making a Murderer. Have you seen it?
I've not.
Have you heard of it?
I have heard a lot about it. And I actually just got a text message that said, have you watched Making a Murderer?
Yeah, me and my wife just finished it. It's a good show. We've really been in a rut on our Netflix thing since we've lost Breaking Bad because we got through it all.
Yeah.
Our first thing was Prison Break. Loved it. If you haven't seen Prison Break, it's a good one on Netflix. So we moved to Breaking Bad. Loved it. Then we had an empty hole in our heart, you know. Yeah. So we kept seeking out a new show, seen this one on Netflix, seen some advertisements. Brought it up, watched it. Wasn't into the first episode because I thought it was going to be like a TV series.
Yeah.
And it's more like it is real life. It's just like, hey, we're convicting Mr. Consuelo of murder.
Yeah.
And we're going to show you the facts, the trial, the whole thing. And it's a 10 episodes, the whole thing.
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
It is good.
I am going to watch it as soon as I get time.
It's really good. So, and that reminds me, you know, it kind of takes me back to the All-Star or the Hall of Fame thing here. We're letting some in, some not. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a little, you know, whatever. It kind of reminds me of that. So, look it up. It's a good show. I miss our Canadian friends.
I do. Yes.
Gosh, we had some good friends. We met up with in Chicago for a Cubbies game.
Yeah.
Last season.
Wrigley, if you haven't been there, go.
Yes. I mean, can you be a Cubs fan or a baseball fan and not go to Wrigley?
I don't think so. I don't think you can be a baseball fan and not go to Wrigley.
Wrigley, yeah.
It's like hallowed ground.
Gosh, we were right dead center, front row, center field, bleacher creatures.
Yep.
That's what we were.
Hollering at Kiki.
Kiki Hernandez, who we'd love to reach out to, get him to call into the show. We're big Kiki fans here.
I'm sure
here.
He remembers this.
I'd say so. We talked quite a bit out there in the outfield.
Yeah.
When he got moved
to... They put Jocko
in. Yeah, they brought Jock in and moved Kiki to left.
Nobody puts Kiki in left.
No. And our Canadian friends, Soup Can, was not happy.
No.
So we tried to get Kiki moved back to center, but Mr. Don Mattingly didn't do it.
We don't have to worry about that anymore.
Nope. I made some calls.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Don. You know. But Kiki Hernandez, if you don't know him, he's for the Dodgers. Super utility guy.
Follow him on Instagram. It's quite the trip.
Don't follow him because you'll hate your life. If you see Kiki's life on Instagram, you'll hate your
life.
Any
man who can hoverboard shirtless down the streets of L.A.
It's sickening. Sickening, Kiki. And then the beach workout picture from the other day. Sickening.
I didn't see that one. I haven't been on there for a while.
Yeah, you shouldn't. What was he doing one day? He was...
Dressed as a banana.
Yeah.
He does that a lot.
Well, he's a big banana guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
It is what it is.
It is what
whatever
it is.
Floats your boat.
Yeah. What else? What else we got to talk about today? We want to talk about some Reds a little bit?
You know, I think, unfortunately, we have to talk about some Reds. You know? Yeah.
Well, here's...
Walt and Dick, the dynamic duo.
Let's just talk about the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Let's rip this off like a Band-Aid so our listeners know... Just know what they're getting with us.
Right.
We are, it's hard to say, we are Cincinnati Reds fans.
Disgruntled Cincinnati Reds fans.
Gosh, and I don't want to like them. I want to.
It's hard to like them.
Root for another team, but I can't because I grew up on the Cincinnati Reds.
Here's the conundrum. Wrigley's awesome. Had a great time there.
Oh, I
kind of want to be a Cubs fan, I can't be a Cubs fan because I'm a Reds fan. And
I mean, I think you can be both of those fans. I think that's two teams that you could pull it off. But like, if the Cubbies come to town here in Cincy, we got to root for the Reds.
Yeah,
I think. But you know, I think it's still cool to be a Cubs Reds fan. I mean, you can't do Cardinals Reds.
Oh,
never that.
I don't think that I could be a Cardinals fan.
I'm not a Cardinals fan.
No,
I'm a fan of Cardinals. Winning.
Their methods are good.
They're winners. The St. Louis Cardinals are winners.
Unfortunately.
And Walt, I think before he packed his suitcase to come to Cincinnati, he took his winning whatever he has he had in St. Louis, and he said, you know what, guys, you keep this.
I don't need it.
I don't need it, Cincy.
Yeah.
We were so close a few years ago. That was our year.
Yeah. Dusty Baker happened.
Dusty Baker. And he started Cueto against the Phillies. Remember?
Yeah.
when, who was it, Travis Wood nearly get pissed a perfect game
that I believe
against the Phillies.
I believe you're on it.
So yeah. Johnny heals up a little bit and like, we're going to throw our ace. Yeah. You know, I get it.
Yeah. I think the year they lost to the Giants was the year, though.
Ugh. It's tough. I mean, we had
got,
a chance.
You got them down coming home.
We were up 3-0, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. You've got them down coming back to Cincinnati.
Yes.
And you just blow it.
Yeah, we did. That's all we can say.
And Dusty's back now.
Yeah.
And the wristband and toothpick industry.
I'd love to see him get that hung once. When he flipped it.
He's so skilled. He's not going to do that.
He's done that for many years.
Many years.
The man's good with a toothpick.
Yes.
He makes a toothpick look good.
Yeah, we'll move on from that.
Come on, Mr. Professor Consuelo.
Oh.
So, okay, let's talk about the Reds coming up this year. Last year we lost, 97 games-ish, 97, I don't know. Yeah. What do you put that number at this year? Right now, I got a gun in your head. What's the number?
109.
It's a big number.
It's a big number. I don't know that it's big enough.
It's big. I wasn't ready.
Well.
I wasn't ready for that big number.
What do you got?
I'm not disagreeing. It just hurts when you hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you look at the team.
It's not good.
It's not.
Worst move the Reds has made offseason, go.
Todd Frazier.
Terrible move.
I don't get it. I don't either. I mean, I understand they wanted, you know, Peraza or Pereza, however you say that. I'm not sure.
I don't even know their names yet.
Yeah. I understand that 3 years ago he was the top prospect, and he's had decent numbers in the minor leagues. His small, granted it was a 7-game sample, he batted 182 with the Dodgers.
Yes.
But
he's our second baseman of the future.
Well, you've got to get rid of your current second baseman before you can
do that. And that's what's weird.
And he does not want to leave.
No. I really thought he would be a National.
Yes. I can't fault the guy for trying to get more money. Mm-hmm. What you can fault the Reds for is backloading contracts for years to try to get these guys and giving them everything under the sun, no trade clauses and all that stuff. Brandon Phillips, to me, he's a great player.
Yep.
He's not a good enough player to get a no trade clause.
He's a great Cincinnati Red.
That is reserved for great players. I mean,
would you give Tim Raines a no trade clause?
I wouldn't trade Tim Raines. I wouldn't even think about it. That's inconsequential. That is not happening. Tim Raines, left field, every game. I'd put Tim Raines in left field right now for the Reds.
Well, yeah, I think anybody would. We haven't had a left fielder.
Ryan Ludwig. He had a good year.
He had a good year.
Yeah.
He's not the Reds' left fielder.
No.
So
he had one good year as a Red. Several as a Cardinal.
Who was our left fielder? Our last year. Good. Who was our last good left fielder?
Ryan Ludwig was the last productive left fielder the Reds had.
I mean, like, a true Red.
Oh.
Not a rental lefty.
Oh, well.
Do we ever have one?
He was a righty. He threw left-handed.
I technically meant a lefty fielder.
Oh, well, he was one of that awkward, you know, bat right throw left combinations. Yeah. That's just weird.
Yeah, you don't do that. No.
I
don't know. Let's move on because I'm not coming up with anybody.
Yeah. I think the Frazier deal, they pulled the trigger a little too quickly. I think he's the type of guy that you could have waited to the trade deadline.
He wasn't costing you nothing.
He wanted to be a Red.
Yep.
And from I've read various places that he asked ownership to not trade him. He wanted to be a Red for life.
Uh-huh.
And when you've got a guy, I mean, granted, his batting average took a dip after the All-Star game last year, but he's still hitting home runs like crazy. He's still, you know, producing runs with what he has to work with.
Yep.
Billy Hamilton. And I think Billy will have a good year, and some people think he'll steal over 80 bases this year, but
we'll see. You got to get on base to steal it, you know.
That's true,
and that's sometimes Billy's problem.
That is, but he's still young.
He is young. He's I guess.
And if he plays well last year, that's a different team.
Huh?
If he plays well this year, I still think they'd lose 109 games.
Yeah. I mean, they're not good.
No.
They're not good.
And they've got good players, which is weird.
And I understand the rebuilding this year. I'm not opposed to rebuilding. Hey, writing's on the wall. We ain't going to win it. We know we can't sign these guys. We're a small market team. Da-da-da-da-da. I get it. But rebuilding, I don't feel is like trading off your best players and getting nothing in return.
Yeah.
You got to have some foundation there.
Well, even if Pereza is as good as advertised or what they think he's going to be, the three guys they got are, you know, middle-of-the-road utility guys, you know, at best. And like I said, granted, he's, you know, Frazier's not a 300 hitter, but, you know, he's going to make a big difference in that White Sox lineup.
Yes, he is.
I think they got a steal.
I think so.
And some would argue that the Dodgers swapped prospects and got better prospects than the Reds did. I mean, I've heard both sides of that argument as who got the better prospects. But when you trade a star all-star player like that and you have to argue who got better prospects,
that's not a good
trade.
That's
not good.
That's not good baseball business.
No. So I don't mind the Chapman trade.
I don't either.
They're not going to need him this year.
No.
And he's not coming back.
No. He's done.
Yeah.
Especially with the domestic violence thing coming up now.
That's rough.
They got rid of him.
Yeah.
I hate to see him go. It was cool to see Chapman come in because, you know, we've been at the ballpark before, and it's just different when he comes in.
It's electric when he comes in. You know, you get chills when he comes in because
I'm glad we got to see it. You know, yeah. It was fun.
I would go to Yankee Stadium and watch him.
He can't stay. We get it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that surprised me about him going to the Yanks. I seen a statistic the other day, and these numbers probably aren't exact, but it's going to give you a pretty good idea. Let's say the statistic was, don't even remember where it come from, last year the Yanks, leading after seven innings, were like 80-4. Okay? Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty good.
That's good. They move it to the eighth inning.
Yeah.
They are 82-2.
Mm.
Even better, right?
Yeah,
ninth inning.
That's pretty good.
Ninth inning, they're 84-0 last year. Taking a lead in the ninth inning, the Yankees are 84-0 last year.
So they didn't blow a save in the ninth inning?
The statistic I seen said no.
Okay.
That's what I can go by.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm...
So why trade for Chapman when you already got a stud closer? Now,
They've got two.
Yeah, but is that going to be the Papelbon thing that popped up last year when the Phillies, or whenever Papelbon went to the Phillies? Because the Phillies had a closer, didn't know they were bringing Papelbon in. Papelbon walks in, and it's been...
He's crazy.
He is crazy. I mean, he's good.
Yeah.
He's crazy. But is that going to be... Two closures in New York, is that going to cause some friction?
I don't think so because I don't think either one of those guys are bona fide closers.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, of course, not saying that, you know, when Papelbon come in, it wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, Miller, he's a journeyman pitcher. He's found his niche finally, you know.
Yeah.
He's a guy I thought was going to be dominant out of college. I watched a lot of college baseball.
Yes.
So, anyway. But, you know, I think he's a setup guy. I don't think either one of those guys, or I can't remember the other guy's name.
Yes.
I don't think either one of those guys you can look at and say, that guy's my closer.
Yeah.
Definitely, I know. Because they shared time last year. They bounced back and forth between the eighth and the ninth inning.
Yes.
Okay. Now you've got one going in the seventh. If you got lefties coming up in the seventh, you bring Miller in, you know, righties, whatever, vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know Chapman's in the ninth.
Yeah.
You've essentially made the game a six-inning game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's what a lot of clubs are going to.
That's what the Royals did.
Yeah.
That's how they've been successful the last couple of years.
Yep. So, I mean, it's more and more that's what they're going to this day in baseball. So
It's not taxing on your bullpen.
No.
I mean, those guys, you know, if you got the lead, you go to them. If you don't, you got to throw somebody else out there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about it.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what we're going to do here? I got something for you.
What's next?
It's a surprise.
Oh, yeah?
So, you know, it's been early on our podcast career.
Yeah,
we're gonna
very early.
Yes, number one.
No.
So, Professor Consuelo.
Yes.
I thought a good way to get our listeners to get to know us a little better
mm-hmm.
is just to ask you some questions.
Oh.
You good with that?
Yeah.
So, I got a couple questions I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
It's got like a lightning round.
Okay.
We'll throw
like
them
it.
Out.
I like it.
I want answers.
Yeah.
We'll sit and ponder on it.
Later.
Okay.
Well, we'll see what the questions are.
See. So, as our avid listeners of RTP Baseball,
yes,
and if you like it, retweet us, would you?
Hmm.
Go on here. You got our podcast. We ask you to listen to it. Rate us.
Yeah.
Send us some comments back. We also have rtpbaseball.com. You can go on there.
Still under construction.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
But
we'll get there.
It's getting there.
Hmm.
Gosh. Give us some time.
It's my fault.
Mr. Professor Consuelo.
Yes.
You did just get back from Vegas. How was that, by the way?
It was pretty good.
Good trip?
Good trip.
Anything that you left in Vegas, like the commercials, you know?
Oh,
what happens in Vegas, stay in Vegas?
Well, there's some things out there. That,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I might have met a midget named Lola.
Woo!
Know?
Hey!
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you exchange money with Lola?
Maybe, yeah.
What?
Yes. She was a waitress.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Well. Seen a Mr. T that was about 2 foot tall.
Yeah.
Mr. Little T. Yeah. Mr. Lowercase T.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And you have all the chains?
He did. Oh, giddy up. He did. He had the haircut.
A van?
Well, I didn't see him drive away. He was standing in the middle of the street. So.
Ooh, bad place to stand.
It was Fremont Street. There's no cars.
Oh, okay. I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Anyways, here. I'm going to throw you some questions, Professor Consuelo.
Go ahead.
So, number one, how many guitars does Mr. Professor Consuelo own?
Oh, my gosh.
What's the number? I need a number.
I don't have a number. It's about as many Tim Raines jerseys as I've got.
Gosh, that's a lot.
Yeah. Off the top of my head, if I had to guess...
45? 45 guitars, yeah. Professor Consuelo has.
Yeah.
Mm. Ugh.
Yeah. Another fun fact from Vegas, I got to record with a house band. At a Gibson event. Yeah.
Yeah. So what'd you do? Just like, hey, boom, Professor Consuelo's here. Give me a
right
guitar.
Here. Yeah. Let's do this.
Yes.
Yeah. It's on 45. I got it at the house.
Would you play that for us one day?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Let our listeners...
Maybe just a little snippet of it.
Let our listeners hear some Professor Consuelo.
Wailing on it. Yeah.
Gosh. If you guys didn't know, we used to play in a little band together.
Just a little one.
Gosh. Those guitars could talk.
I thought this was a lightning round. What are we doing?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Best baseball player, MLB-wise, you've ever seen in your lifetime.
Oh.
Ooh, I thought this was a lightning round.
That I've ever seen in my life.
You're going to have to get quicker. Lightning's fast.
Including PEDs.
I am non-biased on that. Yes.
I would say A-Rod.
Yes?
I would say A-Rod. He had a pretty good... I was a little too young.
You don't have to explain yourself. Okay. It's just a question.
All right. Fine.
Do you want to explain yourself?
No, I don't.
Okay. Not What's the worst date you've ever had? Lightning. Lightning.
I don't want to say.
What made it so bad? Other than the person you was with.
That had a little bit to do with it.
Yeah? Is there something that sticks out that makes it the worst date ever?
No, not really.
You're terrible at the lightning ground.
I am terrible at the lightning ground. Yeah.
Gosh.
That's, you know.
What the listeners have learned is how bad you are at this.
They're going to find out.
And you've got a lot of guitars.
I am consistently bad at a lot of things.
Oh, you're going to love this question right here.
Okay.
Where is the largest McDonald's you've ever seen?
Chicago. No doubt about that. And it was right outside our hotel.
It was
like the beacon of light that led us back to our hotel.
Downtown, I don't know. There's probably 30 of them, though.
Oh, there's all over the place.
I don't know. But this one was ginormous.
Yeah.
Right outside our hotel window.
The loft.
A loft.
That's a movie.
How long has it been since your last dentist appointment? Question number five.
Wow. It's been closing in on a year because I just switched jobs and I don't, you know, didn't have dental
interest. Still flossing though, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, that's good.
You know,
not bad.
Mouthwash. I brush my teeth once a week whether I need it or not.
Yeah, all right, Mr. Professor Consuelo.
Yeah.
You like how I say Mr. Professor?
I do, Mr. Gosh, Professor.
I know you like to be. You get kind of... Get kind of grumpy when you don't get called professor. So,
well, you know, when
I know you're a professor.
I am.
We get it.
Yeah.
But you don't have to get grumpy every time I don't call you professor.
I try not to.
You know. So let's wrap it up for today. Again, if you could go on to our podcast here and share it with some friends, give us some feedback on our Twitter account, RTP Baseball, and also on rtpbaseball.com. What we would like to do right now is give a shout out to podcastthemes.com for providing us some really cool podcast music for today's broadcast.
Smooth jazz.
Yeah. Liking some jazz. Man, maybe we could play one day on the air, just like the old days.
We'll leave that up to the fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you only bring one guitar.
Only one?
Not all of them.
You don't think 45 will fit in this room?
She'd be tight.
Yeah.
She'd be tight.
Hey.
Signing off. We'll see you next week.
Later.